very important indeed, because it is what is awareness. And it is difficult for the majority of people to understand what some people think that the world is thought itself, but it is not. The awareness is a consciousness, but it is not a consciousness that is, as we are thinking, but a consciousness that is passive. In that passive consciousness, then, there is awareness, creativeness. Creativeness is in the uncreated and not in the created. So awareness is the beginning of creation, or the source of creation. And it's difficult for the majority of people to understand this, because you're always thinking of a thought, or an idea, or an image. An image in the mind which you create, then you're caught up in the image. You no longer have awareness because of the image in which you're caught up in. But you can be aware of the image, and aware of the image and yourself as one, then you will be aware. But if you create an image in your mind, as Christ is aware, of the relative world as it is, because it is creation, and understanding that the relative world and the infinite world are linked together as one, the one is the uncreated and the other is the created. The same with awareness. Awareness is the uncreated consciousness within man himself, and that which is created is the manifestation. Now, if you are caught up in the manifestation, such as an idea or an image, then you're no longer aware. There is no awareness, because you're caught up in the created. Therefore, you fear the thing you created yourselves. Naturally, you're caught up in your fear. Then starts the vicious circle. It is so essential, then, that we understand what awareness is. I can't give it to you. You have to know it yourselves. But if I guide you towards it through words which are relative, you will find it, as every real student does. Now, awareness is not analysis. To analyze something, you can never have awareness, because you're always analyzing something that's external, and the awareness is caught up in the analysis. Therefore, there is no awareness. Therefore, analysis is dead. Awareness is life. The majority of people talk so ignorantly of that which is within. Do we not talk of that which is within as something that is separate from ourselves? So we create an image of that which is within. But that which is within is not an image. It is not an idea, nor a belief. It is a livingness. I am the life. But now don't try and make an idea in your mind about I am the life. Even my words tend to make you create an idea in your mind regard what life is. But you do not know what it is. You cannot reason what life is, because it's beyond your reason. You cannot reason what awareness is, because it's beyond your reason. You cannot reason what consciousness is, because it's beyond your reason. Why can't you reason what consciousness is? Consciousness is all the time reasoning something external to itself. Consciousness can never be analyzed, because consciousness is always analyzing something external to itself. Therefore, if you try to analyze consciousness, consciousness begins to analyze something external to itself. Therefore, consciousness is impossible of analysis. And if you recognize at once that your consciousness and your thought are one, and they're not separate, because one is the other, then you will gain awareness, because you will not separate one from the other and be caught up in the creating, but you will know that you are the creator of that which is created. Now awareness is most peculiar, and it is one of the greatest stories the world has ever known, and the masters take great pains in telling their chelas or giving their chelas a guidance towards it. And that's what I'm trying to do this evening, is to try and give you a guidance towards it. Now an image, an idea, a belief is self-created. So we create an image or an idea or a belief in a God according to our own standards, each having a God of his own, separate and distinct from the other, and certainly separate and distinct from ourselves. Look into your minds and you will see that this is so. Then this thing within is worthless to you. It has no more power than an image, an idea, a belief, which has no power of its own, because it is a created thing. A created thing has no power of its own. Only that which is creative has power. And the creative is the uncreated, the awareness. You've often seen me when I say awareness, when I become aware. Now I can create, I can move, I can create. You understand now what I mean? Then I know that I'm not separate from that which I'm creating. Then I am aware of what I have created and aware of myself as the creator. Not an idea of myself, but an awareness that is not an idea. Therefore, a belief which has no power of its own, only the power you give to it, therefore, and your God is a relative God, and what is relative has no power at all. Therefore, your God is a false God. Self-made God dies with the self. The self dies, but life goes on. Life is eternal and ever-present. And when you look into the mind of Jesus the man, you will see everything I'm telling you is true. He knew it. He understood it. The prophet, seeing the truth, says, thou shalt not have an image before me. Therefore an image in the mind is just as false as an image of stone, or wood, or any other kind of image which the majority worship at a shrine. A shrine that is outside themselves. And what I want to do in this lesson is to show you the falseness of an image, a belief, or an idea of reality. Without this understanding, there can be no love, no freedom, no relationship with one another, only an isolation which we build up through our ignorance of the truth of our being. We build images out of things external.